Enchant Siren's Melody. Temptations and distractions are ever-present challenges in our daily lives. Researchers observed over 200 individuals in Germany, discovering that they spend about 4 hours each day resisting various desires. Whether it's the temptation to eat, nap, browse the internet, or watch TV, these cravings persistently lure us. Participants yielded to roughly 1 in every 6 of these urges, particularly succumbing to cravings for food or media. In the Victorian era, folks were all about willpower. They saw it as this inner strength people used to stay morally upright, especially with religion losing its grip. Oscar Wilde once quipped, "I can resist everything except temptation," poking fun at the whole debate. But come the 1960s, the Me Generation came along. They were all about doing what feels good, no matter what. Willpower took a backseat. Then, in the 1970s, everyone was talking about self-esteem. Studies showed that folks who believed in themselves were happier and more successful. But it wasn't until the 1980s that scientists really dug back into the idea of self-regulation, the marshmallow test, a predictor of success. In the 1960s, Walter Mischel studied 4-year-old children to see if they could resist the temptation of immediate rewards. He left them alone with a marshmallow, telling them they could eat it right away or wait for a bigger reward later. Some gave in, while others distracted themselves to resist. Years later, Mischel's daughter followed up and found that those who resisted tended to do better in school, earn more, and lead healthier lives. The marshmallow test amazed researchers by accurately predicting adult behavior. Self-control, they found, is better than IQ tests or SAT scores at guessing college success. In New Zealand, a study tracked 1,000 people from birth to age 32. It discovered that those with strong self-control were healthier, happier, and more successful. The double whammy. Social psychologist Roy Baumeister discovered that willpower, like a muscle, gets tired with prolonged use. He coined the term ego depletion to explain how exhausted individuals struggle to control their thoughts, emotions, and actions. When willpower is depleted, cravings become stronger, making it harder to resist temptations. This explains why weight loss or breaking addictions can be so challenging, as willpower is a finite resource that diminishes with use. The willpower used to resist one temptation comes from the same source as the self-control needed to resist another. For example, staying patient with a difficult situation drains your self-control, making it harder to resist other temptations like having ice cream. Focusing on one task or goal at a time is essential, as trying to tackle multiple objectives simultaneously depletes your energy, drawing from the same reserve of willpower for all tasks. The impact of stress on willpower. Stress wears down willpower. During exams, college students find it harder to control themselves in many areas, like eating, hygiene, and behavior. Things they resisted earlier in the semester, like smoking or staying up late, become tougher to resist. However, people can save willpower for when they really need it, like during crunch time. The unanticipated discovery. Psychologists in Baumeister's lab decided to test the Mardi Gras theory to see if indulging in temptations before Lent could help people endure periods of denial better. They gave half of their study subjects a tasty milkshake and the other half a bland drink. Surprisingly, both groups showed improved self-control afterward. This experiment accidentally revealed a connection between glucose and willpower. As the body exercises self-control, it depletes glucose, leading to cravings for sugar to renew energy. Instead of giving in to sugar cravings, try these strategies to replenish your willpower. Feed the beast, have breakfast before tackling tough tasks, avoid hungry moments, and ensure you don't cut calories when aiming to shed pounds. When you eat, go for the slow burn. Choose foods with a low glycemic index, like vegetables, nuts, fruits, olive oil, fish, and lean meats, over high glycemic index foods such as white bread, white rice, snacks, or fast foods. When you're tired, sleep. Taking a break lowers your body's need for glucose and enhances its capacity to utilize glucose in the blood. The power of goal setting. Setting goals is the first step in mastering self-control. However, many people make the mistake of having too many targets, leading to conflicting ambitions. For instance, work goals might clash with family-focused objectives like attending a child's soccer games. This conflict can cause anxiety and hinder productivity. The key to effective goal setting is to create a balance between short-term, proximal targets and long-term distal goals. David Allen's Getting Things Done, GTD system, offers a solution to quiet the inner nagging voice reminding us of tasks. The GTD system advocates using tools like to-do lists, folders, labels, and inboxes to clear mental clutter and achieve a calm state of mind. This approach contrasts with the scattered monkey mind that disrupts concentration. Allen's method involves categorizing tasks into 4 D's: done, delegated, dropped, or deferred, allowing for focused organization and prioritization. Planning each task helps soothe the subconscious, leading to increased productivity, as shown by the Zeigarnik effect observed in experiments, the influence of timing on parole decisions. Psychologists examined over 1,000 parole board rulings in Israel's detention system and uncovered a consistent trend in judges' decision-making. Those seen in the morning had a 70% chance of parole, whereas those before lunch or late afternoon had only a 20% chance. This disparity was linked to the judges' glucose levels. As they made tough choices, their glucose depleted, making them less inclined to grant parole. The relationship between decision-making and willpower is reciprocal, with decision-making exhausting willpower, leading to poor decision-making abilities. Track behavior effectively with simplicity and clarity. Setting goals and keeping track of progress are the first steps to mastering self-control. Luckily, technology has made this easier than ever. Websites like Mint help you monitor your spending habits, which often leads to people spending less because they see exactly where their money is going. Smartphone apps are another handy tool, allowing you to track everything from what you eat and drink to how much you exercise and even your mood swings. These apps work wonders because you can share your progress with others. For example, Nike Plus logs details like the length and duration of your runs, while dieters can share their weight loss journey with fellow dieters. Research from Baumeister's lab backs this up, explaining that sharing your goals and progress with others can keep you more focused. As Baumeister puts it, public information is more powerful than private information. People care more about what others know about them than what they know about themselves. Willpower acts like a muscle, capable of wearing out but also reviving with exercise. Researchers found that changing one habit, like using your non-dominant hand or improving posture, can gradually boost overall willpower. While these exercises provide benefits across different areas, long-term improvement requires more than just simple routines. Strategies for endurance. Henry Morton Stanley was the explorer who famously said, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume," when he found David Livingstone in Africa in 1871. Stanley faced immense challenges trekking through the jungle, enduring misery and fear along the way. He learned self-discipline from a young age, but had to develop new strategies to survive. One tactic Stanley adopted was storing his willpower for when he needed it most. He also learned mental tricks like pre-commitment, which helps resist temptation by committing to a virtuous path. For instance, Stanley penned a vow to persist in his journey or perish in the attempt, that he pledged, "I shall not give up my search until I find Livingstone alive or find his dead body. No living man or living men shall stop me. Only death can prevent me. I shall not die." Stanley's daily routine, like shaving despite hardships, reflected studies showing that orderliness promotes self-discipline. Establishing healthy habits, such as making your bed or tidying your desk, can make self-control automatic and enhance productivity. But above all, a strong sense of purpose kept Stanley going, showing that serving something greater than yourself is the ultimate source of willpower. Faith and community in overcoming addiction. Guitarist Eric Clapton battled drug and alcohol addiction until he surrendered to a higher power, which gave him the self-control to stay sober. Social scientists recognize that faith and religion can boost self-control, offering mechanisms for willpower and discipline. Followers believe in divine monitoring of their behavior, and this belief helps them stay on track. Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, operates on a similar principle, providing a viable model for recovery. Participants set goals, monitor progress, and receive rewards for sobriety, supported by sponsors and peers. Sharing personal stories in group settings leverages peer pressure for positive change. Research also shows that the behavior of one's social circle significantly influences individual actions, such as drinking habits and eating behaviors, the influence of self-esteem and self-control. Many young adults today grew up in the self-esteem generation, where parenting focused on promoting high self-esteem based on early studies from the 1960s. However, high self-esteem doesn't always lead to improved outcomes like productivity or grades. While it boosts confidence and self-perception, inflated self-esteem can turn into narcissism. Asian American children tend to show higher levels of self-control than their peers, thanks to their parents' emphasis on hard work, setting goals, and maintaining strict standards. Asian American parents believe in rewarding accomplishments rather than just praising effort, instilling discipline and structure in their children to develop self-reliance and prepare them for adulthood. Simplify the dieting dilemma for easy understanding. Many believe that being overweight indicates weak willpower, but the case of Oprah Winfrey proves otherwise. Despite her remarkable self-control and determination, she has struggled with weight. This phenomenon, known as the Oprah paradox, highlights that even those with strong willpower can face challenges controlling their weight. Instead of strict diets or banning certain foods, it's better to set realistic goals and make gradual changes. One strategy is the postponed pleasure ploy, where you promise yourself a treat later while opting for healthier options in the meantime. Pre-commitment techniques, like keeping high-calorie foods out of the house or signing a weight loss agreement, can also help. Monitoring food intake and avoiding judgments about weight and willpower are crucial steps towards healthier habits. Key points. 1. Willpower needs rest and nourishment to resist temptations effectively. 2. Balanced goals prevent conflicts between short-term desires and long-term objectives. 3. Glucose replenishes willpower, highlighting the importance of nutrition and rest. 4. Faith, community support, and purpose aid in overcoming addiction. 5. Gradual changes in pre-commitment techniques simplify dieting dilemmas. 6. Monitoring behavior and using technology track progress for improved self-discipline.